All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Today, our theme is prayer. And I don't know about you, but prayer is a daily need when we rise up in the morning and when we lie down at night, if not even throughout the day, those moments of loving prayer and conversation. As I'm recording this, I've just heard an ambulance go by with sirens on. And again, that causes me to pause to pray, to know that someone is in deep need in their life. Well, we hear from Mark chapter 1, verse 27. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority?" And we would say, yes, it is a new teaching. Jesus was always opening up the hearts and minds and souls of others to think beyond the frame, their current frame of things. It's why he loved to teach in parable and story. So folks would have to try to figure out where they are in that story, what it is that he's wanting them to consider, and of course to draw them forward then. So they too could not just be amazed at the new teaching, but they'd be amazed at what comes from this new teaching, this new way of being. And so we are called throughout life through prayer. Well, let's hear this powerful story from Calling Now.
In my late 20s, married for a year, I felt a sudden intense calling to be a mother. I had a clear awareness that whoever I would become and whatever I would do afterwards lay on the other side of motherhood. So it came as quite a shock to find myself, after the birth of my daughter, simultaneously completely in love with her and also exhausted. I had never confronted a situation anything quite like that. Something so important to me that challenged my limits of skill and patience, challenged my whole sense of myself. In hindsight, that experience of utter bewilderment reminds me of one of the first healing stories of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark, Mark 1:21 through 28. The people who witnessed the healing are said to be shocked and amazed. They say, "What is this? A new teaching?" Some of our most powerful experiences of calling don't come with recognizable signs. Only later do we know that they were powerful teachers. Well, in the midst of all that inner turmoil, my stepdaughter gave me a cookbook put out by a meditation school. The introduction was about the importance of paying attention to the ordinary and how this attention might actually become prayer right in the middle of, say, changing a diaper. That cookbook changed my life, or opened a door in my life that I walked through, and the person I have become in the years since is the person who stepped through that door. Every calling since has come from that moment when I was invited into the holiness of the ordinary, and the way that simple attention to the task right in front of me can turn into prayer. It's like this. One day I was hiking a small piece of the Appalachian Trail in Pennsylvania, and I came across a place where a stream went underneath the trail. I could hear it so clearly, gurgling over stones, and I could feel the vibration of the stream just slightly through my hiking shoes, but it was nowhere to be seen. Tuning myself to the presence of God in everyday things is like listening for an underground stream of prayer, attending to the great love of God that is holding all things in life, even when I feel lost. Answering the call to be a mother drew me toward prayer and toward God, not in addition to mothering, but right through the center of mothering, right through the center of diapers and tantrums, the delight and the wonder, the growing patience and the lessening need to control. Calling and prayer have become completely intertwined for me. I wonder how it is for you.
Yes, that attentiveness, that listening for paying attention, like discovering a stream underneath your feet, practicing the presence of God. That's the gift of prayer. And so a few questions for you. If you've had a season of life when prayer was natural and important to you, describe why that was so. Why did that come somewhat easier? In the last year, what's something new you're learning about God and yourself? How are you moving from a state of learned to a lifelong learner, continually discovering more of God? How has your calling to prayer changed and matured over time? And what's one thing that tends to come up quickly in your prayers? All good questions as we discern that journey and how God speaks into our life. Well, let's pray. Revealing God throughout time and space, you've made yourself known to the whole of creation. When we encounter you now, truly encounter you, we are in awe and we are amazed at your great love for us, particularly for those who are in need of healing. Sometimes it's hard to know how to respond to your greatness. So open our senses to the magnificence of your work in the world. Let us see, hear, smell, taste, and touch even glimpses of your great glory. Deepen our awareness of you in our daily lives and in the lives of those around us, so that the whole world might grow in amazement of you. Amen. Well, folks, the word is prayer, but how are we amazed or in amazement of God with us on this journey? Spend some time with that today, and may you grow in that motivation for more of the amazement of God in your life and in the life of those around you. All right, good day.